Flash Gordon conquers the universe.
Oh, man. This is no place to change it to pantyhose.
Oh! Yeah. Come on, girls. Don't fight.
She struck me.
You got a lot of great stock footage up in here. I know.
Shouldn't we have sighted Ming's stronghold by now? No, we are falling to Ming's report. Void observation.
Moon of the Wolf. God, I hope this isn't a porno about a wolf's ass. Say, you look like that guy on the wanted posters at the post office. I don't know what you're talking about. Flash Gordon conquers the universe.
Oh, man.
Going there.
This is no place to change it to pantyhose.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Come on, girls. Don't fight.
Hey, you. You get out of here and clean this up.
You got a lot of great stock footage up in here.
Damn it.
I know.
Left.
I'll get all the candy strippers in here.
Hey, sexy. First.
Moon of the Wolf. I hope this isn't a porno about a wolf's ass. Say, you look like that guy on the wanted posters at the post office. I don't know what you're talking about. Flash Gordon conquers the universe.
Oh, man.
Going there.
This is no place to change it to pantyhose.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Come on, girls, don't fight.
She struck me. Hey, you get out of here and clean this up.
You got a lot of great stock footage up in here.
Damn it.
I know.
Left.
I'll get all the candy strippers in here.
Hey, sexy. First.
Moon of the Wolf.
Oh.
I hope this isn't a porno about a wolf's ass. Say, you look like that guy on the wanted posters at the post office.
You should go off. Thank you. Hi. Well, from the Kumia studio, where the truth is still true, comes a show that gives you a reason to live. It's a new TriCaster day. You might have heard. We're really excited about that new piece of machinery, and I'm sure the booth will figure out how to operate it in no time. My guest tonight is my wife, Mandy Stadtmiller. Hey, Mandy. Yeah, nice to see you. Now, it's been so long since we've seen each other, we should catch up. What have you been up to?
Well, I have been sitting on bed and...
Sitting on bed, right.
Yeah. And...
No, for real, you have a new book.
Yes.
We didn't get to run the promo for it, but it's called Unwifeable, and it's available now at unwifeablebook.com. Jim Gaffigan highly recommends it, I understand.
Yeah, he tweeted it out today, which is awesome.
You said you wrote a lot about your warts or something.
Yeah.
He said
I wrote
a lot
about my vaginal warts.
Conceal their scales, and they conceal their warts, but you, on the other hand, nope.
No.
You find such humor in them. He did he did give you a... They can be funny, the warts.
Yeah.
He gave you a nice... a nice write-up. Yeah, you know what, though? There's a new way to get a cream or something if you have certain problems with your skin, and you don't even have to go to a doctor now.
Really? What's up?
It's unbelievable. I'm going to be telling you more about that later.
Okay. That was
I don't want to. I'm teasing it. Yeah. I'm actually pretty excited about this. Not that I have any skin problem on my genitalia, but if I did. And you can also, if you've got a problem with baldness, handled... No need to go to the doctor and get a prescription. Also, say you have something like an STD. Now, seldom will that happen with us.
No, yeah.
We've cut way back on, you know, sleeping with people, you know, that we're, you know, that we meet. And,
it's down to our top eight.
It's down to... Thank God for that. Top eight.
Top eight.
I forgot about the top eight.
I used to agonize over that.
Yeah, I know. It was always with the girl. She's always like, put me in your top eight. I'm not saying you should, but like, I would really like it. And then, you know, you put her in there.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Then you have sex with her.
And you have sex.
And then you remove her from
your
top eight.
I would not put her in my top eight without having sex with her.
Oh, okay.
Everybody in my top eight I've had sex with.
That's a gentleman.
Now, in Las Vegas, in the aftermath of a gunfight, now this... is some shocking video going back. Do we have video capability? Let's do it. Why not? Let's look at this shocking video here. You just follow the link. It's right there in the damn thing. All right. Watch out now. Graphic content. Call the kids in and position them around the computer to watch this thing we're about to see. It's a gunfight. There's a lot of blood in this. William Alfredo Chafoya, police said he fired five of the shots. Police say he was struck 19 times. So what we have here, a man fleeing from the cops. As you can see, look at that. Whoop. Now, look at the shooting begin. Uh-oh.
That's how they pop their tires.
31 rounds fired in quick succession. Suspect lay on the ground, bleeding profusely, pleading with officers, "Sir, I'm dying. Oh my God, sir, please. I was trying to kill you, but now I'm dying.
Get on the fucking ground!
Get on the fucking ground, you." This video, not recent, but quite violent.
Wow.
Reload.
Don't move! Don't you move!
Reload. Oh my
God.
Don't kill the innocent. Chafoya, 37 years old. He survived the shooting, as did a second suspect, Ashley Alavetti, 31, struck once in the wrist by police gunfire.
Oh my goodness.
Neither officer was injured. Oh my God, he says. What happened is an artery, one of his major arteries, I believe, was severed. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. He's, what this officer's doing is preparing a tourniquet. He's getting a belt here to tie this off and save this man's life.
It's amazing.
After he tried to shoot him. If that guy had a gun in his hand right now, he would murder the policeman.
Is that a police-issued tourniquet belt?
No, he took the belt off the guy's body.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't get a tourniquet kit.
Maybe they ought to start issuing them.
Well, you know, he probably wishes the guy didn't have a belt so he could just let him die. He would have bled out in a few minutes. And, there we have it. All right, no need to watch it again.
Let's watch it again.
No, we're not going to watch it again. So, you know, Mandy, the cops get kind of a bad name these days. Have you ever noticed that? You notice what a bad name the cops have.
Yeah.
And they don't earn that bad name. They're doing things like this all the time. If there was a little black baby who fell off a seesaw, they would come and give that baby mouth to mouth if that's what that baby needed.
Of course, yeah.
They would breathe life back into that child.
What about
in the ghetto?
This is going to sound insensitive, but if they would have knocked over one of the potted plants, would they have immediately repotted it?
No, they're not that conscientious.
Okay.
They don't mind losing a plant here and there. I mean, you know, that's sometimes there's collateral damage, and it would be a lot to ask. Now, let's look at this now. A guy in a suit, you think, oh, that guy is respectable. That guy's safe. That guy's not going to do well. Watch what happens.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what?
Damn.
Just doesn't like the looks of that guy. We have a cursor on the screen. Yes.
Wow.
Look at that guy. Now, it goes to show you can take the guy out of the hood, but you can't take the hoodie off the guy. You can take the hoodie off the guy, but you can't take the hood.
Yeah, that's
hood
the name.
Out of the... Yeah. Well, anyway, the guy's a tough guy. Yeah, big guy. Big, tough man.
He's
like playing a little knockout game, except he didn't just do one punch.
Yeah, that's a guy who was getting back at his wife sleeping with the other guy or something. That was personal.
Oh, you think that was personal?
That wasn't just a...
I bet you that's a guy who's fucking took too long with his MetroCard. I bet you that's what that was.
That's what I'm always afraid of.
What? Somebody walking up and punching you? Nobody's going to do that. You're fucking huge.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it helps.
It's just to say tall. But
yeah, huge, tall.
Huge, tall.
Hugely tall. You're huge.
Tall.
You're going to be huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. She weighed 10 pounds at birth, Mandy Stattmiller did.
I did.
10 fucking pounds.
Yeah.
Your mom's vagina still sore.
I thought I was going to be a boy and my name was going to be Bill.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why Bill?
Just a
Why
nice,
Mandy, then?
Nice, solid name. Because they liked the Barry Manilow song, Mandy.
Yeah.
And they didn't have the guts to just full-on name me a stripper name like Mandy, so they named me Amanda. in case I ever wanted to.
Imagine if they would have, how you would have turned out. Jesus.
If I was just Mandy from birth.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't have to every once in a while respectable it up for doctors and airline reservations.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, you say, you know, like, if you give a child a name, a little girl, and you name her, like, you know, what's it, Ginger or Portia or, you know.
Kissy Dick.
Right, yeah. Kissy Dick to the main stage, you would be somewhere shaking it, right?
Or it would be like a boy named Sue, and I would have grown up to be
tough.
Yeah.
Kill your father.
Yeah.
Well, that suspect, 6 feet tall, 240 pounds, big guy. And the victim suffered chipped teeth, bruising, swelling to his face. He was treated at the scene. He didn't even go to the hospital. That's it. Yeah, fucker had to get to work. They were riding a subway. That was about 6:20 in the afternoon. So it was after a hard day in February. We all hate February. 42nd Street, Times Square. Oh, okay, it says the man looked at the stranger and said something. See, here's what happened. The man looked at the stranger and said something similar to, "What are you looking at?" It might have been, "Hey, are you looking at me?" Or it might have been, "You know, wait, are you looking in my direction, mister?" But he said it's something similar to, "What are you looking at?" Anything else similar to, "What are you looking at, Garrett?" Can you think of anything? What's similar to, "What are you looking at?"
I don't know.
Is there anything you observe?
What's the person you're...
Am I in your eyes?
Yeah.
Do you see what I see?
Are you perceiving me optically? I mean, what are you perceiving optically?
Is that a lens crafter's appointment in your future, or are you just happy to see me?
Something like that. Well,
hey, can I tell you something?
Latham told the police he tried to ignore the aggressive man. Ignoring it doesn't always make it go away. As you can see. Yes, please, tell me something.
Okay, so when I was in middle school, there were these really tough girls, and I wasn't 6'2 yet. I was like 6'1 when I was in middle school, probably.
Oh, Christ, you're like a...
And
yeah, you're gross, Bert.
I just, like, really was shy, and these girls were like, "What are you looking at?" And then they came after me threateningly with a basketball and almost kicked my ass, but they didn't.
They were trying to get you to join the team.
Oh.
That's all that was. They want you to come in and threateningly with a basketball?
Yeah.
That's not a weapon.
Oh.
How do you
My life could be totally different.
Had you only known.
And my friend Sharon and I were walking along Chelsea one time and a homeless...
I knew I should have started a story.
And a homeless woman came up to her and just kicked her.
At a window.
Just kicked her.
A homeless person kicked her?
Yes.
And you didn't do a goddamn thing.
I think I laughed. Which is really uncool.
That's uncool.
It was so
it's
bizarre.
Not helpful, right? Yeah.
But have you ever been attacked randomly? I mean, besides a woman who tried to kill you?
Well, that wasn't random. That was
a
lot of history and context there.
Yeah.
Attacked at random? No, I haven't. But somebody the other day was trying to steal my fucking money out of the bank by using one of those, you know, card reader deals, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I don't know how they all work. I mean, like, if he had it in there already, maybe he was going to retrieve it right then. But this guy comes in the bank, I leave, and he's holding the door open for, like, a long time. You know, like, anybody else would have walked through. Tourist or a resident. It was unnatural, and I knew that. So he comes in, he walks up all the way around, takes a lap around. There's 30 ATMs all the way around.
Oh, wow.
And then
wow.
He, like, starts to walk up to mine, and
it's
he
really
sees
obvious.
Me. And he sees me looking at him, you know, and I got short hair, and I look like this, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, "All right, you missed the shot. You got to go."
Wow! Like he took offense.
Yeah, he took offense because I was watching him.
Yeah,
and then he just kind of like walked out.
You were profiling a criminal, which is illegal now in Europe.
Well, it is, especially since he was black. See, now that he would think that's because he's black. It's not. He was suspicious. What if I got suspicious of every black person I saw in New York City?
I would be constantly.
Why do you make it personal? I would constantly be suspicious. Be a journalist, not my wife. Once in your life. We'll be right back. Do we have any more? Do we have any capabilities or anything? Or yeah, okay, let's look at another video. We have this shocking video. This is a nice video. Viewer, again, if the kids have gotten bored and left, and we know they have.
Wake the babies up.
Wake them up.
Text
prejudice.
The nannies to come back over.
Approach them threateningly with a basketball.
This is going to be good. I love offices like this. Oh,
we have
my goodness.
A shootout, and this guard is a hero guard. He's not a young man. Brian Harrison. This man Turner was on drugs when he walked into this bank branch. And I think we all knew that. He shot the ceiling once before targeting Harrison, who hit him twice in the chest and buttocks. That's right.
And the brochures.
You're right in the cheeks, see?
Brochures are okay.
As we see him, yeah, well, they're... We're looking at a little street. Let's see, look at that. That guard right there is at the ready, isn't he?
Yeah.
Look at that guy. It's like, God, I've been waiting my whole fucking life for this. Get out of my bank.
All day long, they're like, hey, Frank, the brochures are kind of messed up again.
This is no shark accident. It's clearly a boating accident. This guy right here is a hero. This is in Illinois.
He's got extra swagger in his step, too.
That man right there, probably in the service. Well, he's a retired sheriff's deputy, so he's in that service. Instantly pulled out his holstered pistol and shot Lawrence Turner, 34, inside the Alpine Bank in Rockford. Rockford, Illinois, home of the Rockford Files. That's what that show is about, yeah.
Oh,
it was about Rockford, Illinois.
I never put that together. I love Rockford Files.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the detective in that?
Rockford.
Oh, his name was Rockford, and he lived in Rockford.
I don't remember.
His name was Rockford Rockford.
I just remember there was always the funny message on the answering machine.
It was Jim Rockford, and he was married for a time to some bitch that he sold cameras with.
Mm.
Remember that?
No, I just
Mary
remember
Hartman
the answering
or something?
Machine.
Was it Mary Hartman? Okay, I don't know what the conversation is going on back there with the senior members of the booth, but I'm hoping for a YouTube video of, remember those commercials that Jim Rockford used to do with Mary Hartman?
I do not, but I could try to find them.
You know the ones, like it was like Polaroid and shit. Jim Rockford, who plays, I really can't remember his name.
Is it James Garner?
Yeah, that's
right, James Garner, yes, James Garner. So it's James Garner and some woman that he has no relationship with, and they are, the sexual tension, it's ridiculous. It's
yeah.
Like, yeah, you'll get aroused watching these commercials, because they have this, like, they have that husband-wife, or not even husband-wife, but, like, sort of couple that's just gotten out of the exciting stage.
Sam Diane.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Except without quite as much teasing, without all that intellect. Alpine Bank said in a letter to the Rockford Register Star.
Yeah.
Rockford Register Star banner. Times.
Oh my goodness.
That's some great music for this, by the way. Didn't waste that shot. You've never been so sure of an instant. Look at her. Look at him. It's like, look. No, but wait, don't know what bad light is. Yeah, we got his camera here. Like, they put the sexy music on there, right? Because I remember the commercial didn't have that song on it. It didn't.
It was a 1970s original, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. The song was on the video, or was that a joke?
The song seemed to end when the video ended, so I don't think it was.
Someone
like,
did a mashup to show how fly Rockford and Hart are.
What's her name? Is
it's
her name
like
on
a
there?
Fan video.
Mariette Hartley.
Mariette Hartley. I called her Mary Hartman. It's a Mary Hartman was of course a what you call a nighttime soap opera. Those never seem to go over, do they? Unless it's Dallas
or like nowadays.
Knott's Landing, maybe.
Well, I think there was like a reboot of Dallas.
Anybody ever watched? Did you watch Dallas? I know you did. Did you watch that other one that I just mentioned, Knott's Landing?
I didn't, but I went to the Knott's Landing theme park in California.
The Knott's Landing theme park.
Yeah.
What could that have been?
Well, so Knott's Landing, they sell. Oh no, it's Knott's Berry Farm. I thought it was called Knott's Landing.
Wow, you're so blonde tonight.
Knott's Berry Farm has log ride, and they sell jam.
I got your log ride.
Two things.
And I got your jam.
Log ride and jam.
Can we look at this video about the war on white cops that this black cop, a probationary officer, NYPD investigators are trying to decide if she crossed the line when she rapped about this in 2016, declaring war against the white man on the beat. The officer tried her best to scrub the footage, but, well, I guess you didn't do a very good job, because we obtained that footage. They say we gotta make America great again. We were never great. We were slaying cakes then. They see us like a gorilla. Whoa. But why Harambe Dragon Boy but got love too? It's society. Got us up in a frenzy. We don't know how to end it. Trying to survive on ends. So we gotta get it. I figured he'd like it. Yeah, the, our weed head fucking slide switcher. A couple hitters. My mama need bread, so I'ma go and get it. Ben. That's what I used to love to think of. They it won't John, eat Ben, drugs. Some random person. Or some scammer shit.
A couple Wait, of this is a cop a who flips. Made this video?
Police officer doing that rap. And
freaking nuts.
It's always bad. Let me tell you something. Anybody saying them words is bad. Anybody. But when she come out with it, it's a Tisha Nook Star Samuel.
It's probationary cop. It's ironic is what it is.
It's just like it is goddamn Islamic.
No, ironic.
Oh, I thought you said it was Islamic.
Oh, ironic.
It kind of is.
It's ironic.
Well, they agree with them, Muslims. They say we got to make America great again. We never were great. We were slaves and caged in. Yeah, that's history. We can't change the history, but we can change the future.
You
need to think about that.
You can take down the statues, though.
Build a wall. Oh, no, we don't take down. Taking down statues is commie shit. That is some commie shit.
No, I think commies are putting up the statues.
That's one of the goddamn things that communists want to do is commies, get rid of. We got to get rid of all the good artwork.
Commies have a lot of meetings about putting up statues.
No, they don't.
I can't maintain down. One accent. I just lose it and go all over the place.
That's right. No. Okay, that's the end of that. They say they see us like a gorilla in a jungle. So we got to get it. A black ski mask and a black fitted.
So is she
what
still
is that? What's a black fitted?
It's a fitted cap.
Oh, got it. A black one?
You really are very white, Pat.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to have to bounce.
I'm proudly. Why don't you bounce? Why don't you get off my cloud, G? Cardi B. Do you know who that is? I know who the fuck Cardi B
she's
is.
She's fucking amazing.
Yeah, she had the number one song on the
she's,
old.
She's always about rapping about, like, pussies and, like.
She's not talking about this shit, killing cops. Got my crew and a couple of hitters. My mama need bread, so I'm going to go get it. Yeah, that's what it is. They're all stealing for their mothers.
That's nice.
If you're stealing for your mom, it's supposed to be okay. I don't think it's okay, so.
Of course it is.
You think it's okay if your mom needs bread?
If you were my mom and you needed bread, I would steal for you.
If I was your mom, my dick hole would be broken for pushing out 10 pounds worth of news whore Mandy Statmiller. The new book is Unwifeable, and we have a sponsor besides Unwifeable. You know, I did my own version of the little video, by the way.
Oh, yeah, because Ryan did.
Ryan Cassiovera did a fucking video, right. And now you have a video. And it was a very good video. Okay, now, if you don't mind, I'm going to address people who matter here for one moment.
Sure.
Now, maybe you're losing your hair. You might be losing your mojo in the bedroom, and you might have some kind of weird skin issues. Here's the deal. Those things are all going to interact together to make the other ones happen. If you've got any one of those, you're likely to get the others, and that's not good. If you're losing your hair, what the fuck? Are you going to be able to have the confidence to climb into bed and have that rock-hard cock that you had? Excuse me. Let me start over. I didn't mean to say that, but what I meant to say is, now, normally when you have these problems, right?
Yeah.
What do you have to do? You have to go to a doctor. And you don't want to do that because, and then what, you end up putting it off and it gets worse.
Oh, definitely.
Please, wait, I'm riffing on it here.
Guy.
Okay, yeah, Turk, pull it down. Peter, Jeff, the other way. Yes. Hold on. All right.
Does anyone have any Narcan?
No.
For the booth?
Right, we all have some issues. And now, all this stuff happens to guys. Now, this is only, I'm talking to the men here, okay? Women, I need you to just scoot out of the room, or, you know, you can listen and recommend this to a guy, because that's good, too. If you have, you know, maybe one of those kind of girls out of guy friends. But this is a man issue. All this stuff happens to guys, all right, everywhere. Now, for Hims.com, this gives men a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness.
Oh, nice.
Like I said, You know, any one of those, you're liable to, you know. So you want to stop this spiral.
Definitely.
You know, if you've got any of these issues, you've got to go to forhims.com. Nobody likes going to a doctor. And your health, look, it's something you can't, you can discuss it with your friends, your buddies, but you're not going to. I mean, like, first of all, they're going to go, I don't know, what am I, a doctor? I'm not a doctor. What, do you want to show it to me? Get the fuck out of here. Excuse my language. But I get passionate about this because this is really important. Forhims.com.
It's a good product.
This is an extremely good product, an extremely good service. Now, most guys, they don't do anything, or even worse, they'll put their trust in products that aren't certified, probably made in India or something. You know, they could be made anywhere. So,
China.
Do you really trust some ointment made overseas that claims to be some sort of miracle cure? Now, I know you do, but you don't take it for anything that's wrong with your, and nothing important. You'll take some kind of Chinese medicine. That's for girls. This is a serious issue. Forhims.com. It's here to change the way men take care of themselves by combining technology with medicine. Think about that. Technology with medicine to make it easy for men to deal with issues that are sometimes uncomfortable to talk about. Now, I mean, I'm being pretty frank here because this is general. You know what I mean? You're out there, wherever you're listening to this, it's just between you and me. And it's really just between you because all you got to do is go to forhims.com. Now, simply log on to the site. You'll find prescriptions for approved medicines by real doctors. They're at your fingertips. Real doctors. Now, I've been saying forhims.com. Now, that's F-O-R-H-I-M-S, forhims, like multiple him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to want to add a – yeah. Go ahead, Mandy. Do the read. You're going to have to add a / NYC crime – if you want me to keep my job. Now, I know not everybody does, but it's important to me. It would mean a lot to me just this once. Forhims.com, and do it several times, actually, / NYC crime. You're doing this for you because when you log into this site and you get what you need shipped right to your door, you got real doctors at your fingertips. Imagine that. You don't have to go downtown. I'm a comedian, right?
Yeah.
I have 23 hours a day to go do something like that, and I hate it.
Yeah.
You taking a day off work or something? What, are you going to go on your lunch hour to the doctor? Why would you do that if you don't have to? You have no good reason to do that anymore, and this is the way it's all going to be done in the future, I'm quite sure. So you'll be connected, like I said, with real doctors, medical-grade solutions. This isn't like snake oils or some kind of gas station, you know, like they have that horny goat. What is it called? Horny goat weed or something like that.
Yeah, it's,
it comes in the they sell it in the you know, truck stops and stuff.
Yeah,
you see it on the road.
You take it when you run out of Rufalin.
This is no snake oils or gas station counter supplements. Instead, you're going to get a well-known. Don't ever buy medicine when it's next to a samurai sword. Okay.
No, I asked a doctor friend of mine about this, and he said forhims.com/NYC crime is the way to go.
Who is this doctor friend that you have?
I can't say him because he would have to get endorsed, but he's a legitimate doctor.
You'll get well-known generic equivalents to some brand-name prescriptions and consultations with real doctors. That lets you know you're not going to be paying some kind of ridiculous price because, you know, medicine can cost money. There's no waiting room. I remember going to the doctor. I had a little skin thing. And, you know, I get the cream afterwards. And he's like, come and see me again in 3 weeks. What?
I think he likes you, Pat.
What? No, he doesn't like me. He likes money.
Did he get hard when he said it?
All right.
See me again in 3 weeks.
I don't want you to make fun of this product, okay? Or this
I'm not making fun of the product. I just said my doctor friend recommends
now,
it.
I know. But there comes a time when you have to level with the people and not make erection jokes. Some people can't get an erection, and that's curable. And it's a shame if you don't go ahead and get it taken care of. And all, without, you don't have to go to the doctor. Like I said, you save hours and a ton of money going to forhims.com. I cannot stress it enough. Forhims.com/NYC crime. You're on the site by now, I'm sure. If you're not, go there now. I know somebody's going bald. Somebody has a skin issue. Somebody has an STD. I feel it.
You know, in other countries, if you go bald, they just kill you.
Thank God they don't do that here.
Yeah.
Log on, consult with the doctor. You answer a few quick questions. You're online with the guy, okay? Now, the doctor, he'll review, prescribe products that are shipped directly to you. This sounds too good to be true. You know, Will told me about this, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. Really? This is how this actually works? And he gave me a call. I got a phone call from the advertising manager of this station to tell me about this personally, and that's rare. He doesn't like to talk to me. He has better things to do with his time. He's riding around in a convertible.
Sure.
And he said, you know what? I want to make sure that he understands, and I do. This is, like I said, it sounds too good to be true. Products right to your door. Just try it now, and you get a trial month of Hims for just $5. If you got $5, yeah, that's not even a factor. Get it right now when you go to forhims.com/NYC crime. You can see their website for full details. Go to forhims.com/NYC crime. Now, I mean, I must have at least, in saying all this, sparked enough interest for you to type in, like, what, 11 words, 11 letters? Forhims.com. You're mic'd in there. I can hear you. I'm going to shoot up that booth one of these days. Forhims.com/NYC crime. Forhims.com/NYC crime. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to go on that damn site soon. Tonight's show also brought to you by cigarettes. I almost forgot to mention cigarettes. Yes, it's the most relaxing way to get off this planet a little bit sooner than you might have planned. And let's face it, it's not in your control anyway. What are you trying to do? Are you a control freak? You think you can actually change the day that you're destined to die? You can't. Nobody has a date with destiny, because if they did, it wouldn't be a date. It wouldn't be your destiny anymore. It would just be some shit on your to-do list. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
About destiny here. Now, your destiny, Mandy Stantmiller, is to sell a lot of books at unwipablebook.com.
Yeah.
This
is featured in Cosmo.
It was featured in Cosmo. My God, that's exactly the magazine that all our subscribers read.
Yeah, well, that's why I mentioned it.
Yeah.
There's one overlap.
They might not have seen it. Also, now, the studio's dark next week, right, Garrett? It's dark.
Yep.
So it's all, it's like BET at the compound. Dark beer night. It's just low and brow and, not low and brow, what is it?
Guinness.
Yeah. What do you call it? Colt 45. Well, they're going to look into this whole wrapping officer thing and get to the bottom of that. I don't mean to, but it's just a damn shame. We also, we're not going to be here, but we are doing a show. We're doing a show. We're doing Crime Report.
Yeah, West Side Comedy Club.
Yeah, it's the 23rd. It's the day, the Monday that we're not going to be on here. We will be live.
And I'll be
you
there.
Will be able to see it. And you'll be there. That's that's excellent. Come anyway, though. She'll be there. And
I'm going to bring some of my loose friends.
How about that? Loose friends.
Yeah.
Loose friends.
I have them on my phone as loose friend.
Loose
looser
friends.
Looser friend. Loosest.
Sink ships.
Yeah.
And
going to be giving handies in the corner.
Handies at Westside Comedy Club Monday, 8:30. That's April 23rd, 1 week from tonight. We need you to come, because if you're not there, it's so awkward.
The last show was really, really amazing, honestly.
It was. It really was.
Yeah.
It was not bullshit. It wasn't like just some we're just throwing some shit together. We had a good crowd there. They were there to see us, which was great. Isis Faggot was there. Isis Faggot's coming back. Aaron Berg will be there. Gino Bisconti will be there. That's the entire cast of In Hot Water. That's the whole damn cast. And not only that. Well, I mean, I guess the gorilla is in the cast, too. He won't be there. Sorry. They won't allow a gorilla into West Side Comedy Club. But Aaron Berg, he's still going to come.
Yeah.
And right. Isis Faggot will be there. He's a Muslim man who is, he likes the pussy in the back of a man. Doesn't care for a woman's pussy. He wants the pussy in the back of a man. And so when you watch that, when you watch, you won't be able to do this next week. We won't. I know you love having this experience. I'm talking to Brady out there in Colorado. I know you enjoy the show. You're going to have to come to New York City a week from tonight. If you can't make that.
And I'll have my loose, rich friends reimburse airfare for anyone who comes in from out of state.
Well, you heard it here first. Rich whores.
Yeah.
They're going to pay your way and give you a hand job in the corner with no gorillas present.
That's my personal guarantee.
Now, here's another show that I want to tell you about. And I know that, like, we're on a whole promotional theme here now.
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah.
And I don't mean to do that, but it takes a minute, you know, sometimes to get it across. If you just mention something, people are like, oh, what? You know, but you yell shark, you've got to panic on April 19th. That's right, April 19th at Broadway Comedy Club. I will be there. Asian Me will be there. We're performing music, and I'm hosting a comedy show there, too. It's going to be one of those shows that's a party because we're celebrating. Another springtime, another year of not drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be 18 years for me.
That's great.
Is that right? But that might be the night. April 19th might be the night. So come and look. It's going to be funny. I know that we're not going to book anybody shitty. I can't really tell you who all is on it.
Yeah, but I've seen some of the people you're interviewing prospectively, and it's a solid list.
I'm making people audition. I usually don't do that, but we've been having auditions in our apartment, and. Yeah. Nick DiPaolo came by, and I said, we couldn't agree on money, so he wanted some.
Yeah.
And plus, he's doing his radio show. April 19th, Broadway Comedy Club. Write it down, because you're not going to remember. April 19th, Broadway Comedy Club, 8:30. That's it. So I'll see you there. If you happen to be in the city tonight, I've got a couple of shows I can tell you about.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but I'm not going to because I don't want to confuse people. Here's the dates you got to remember. April 19th and the 23rd, you know?
Yeah.
That's Monday. That's the crime report. And also, now, do you see something on there that says unwifablebook.com and it should open up? And then there's a little my version of the ad. This is what I was working on.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I think I thought it was going to be, you know, the one to go with.
You're pretty.
It's not quite as, like, sleek, not quite as young and sexy and Asian as the other one. But
is that what you were looking at?
No, it says in writing, unwifablebook.com.
That's the most hilarious headline.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
My epic bender.
My epic 10-year bender.
Yeah. My epic 40-year bender.
Why was it such a bender? Why did you like to drink and sleep with men so much?
Well, because I didn't love myself.
Really?
Yeah.
I think then...
And because it felt really good to be
not so sure.
A coke-addled whore.
Okay.
I was just trying to... I was going deep.
I'm not so sure that you love yourself now, though.
Hey!
I'm. What do you mean, hey?
I do.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Sure to beat yourself up a lot.
Well, I didn't know this was like Barbara Walters, Dixon.
Well, I'm telling you. What's good for the goose, I guess.
I'm going to start crying.
See, this is the ad that I did.
I like how you changed the color, too. And I like how the
Unwifable Boo. Yeah, it's the new TriCaster's place. See, now there you are. And now you spin a few circles.
Spinning around.
Say, look at this. This is a good ad. Oh. Jim Gaffigan. And here's his quote. Many of us hide our warts and scars. See, normal people hide their warts and scars, is what he meant to say. But Mandy, you know, celebrates them with such, you know what, he should have put humor in quotes. That would have been funny.
Yeah, totally.
I think you had to remove the quotes. Unwifable is a dark, he leads with dark, honest, and always, it is a dark, honest, and always entertaining. That's a very nice quote.
I think
from
he
Jim
gave
Gaffigan.
Me that quote
that's
because
a photo,
he likes you,
that's
honestly.
That's a photo of him saying that.
Yeah.
So that's what we did
we
the photo
Skyped
shoot.
And he gave me the quote. That's he's what like, he looked like. Yeah. That's a funny guy, man.
So, yeah, he's why do you say that? You think he's funny? I don't think he's funny. He's great. Jim Gaffigan's great. I got to be on his show. I opened a door for him on the show.
That's great.
So unwifablebook.com. Now, We've done pretty good on sales so far, I think. Haven't you? Haven't we? Haven't I? I've done pretty good, right? How's my book selling?
I think the book is selling pretty great. I haven't been following it super closely, but I get more and more.
Yeah,
I get more and more emails every day from people. And whenever people actually read it, they say, I couldn't put it down and I'm buying a copy for, like, I got that email the other day. I'm buying a copy for 10 girlfriends. And
yeah.
So
what it is they're buying a copy for all the people whose names that they know that you've listed in the book. It's a lot of name dropping in the book.
Yeah, the book is
celebrities you've had sex with.
I would call it thirsty. It's a thirsty book.
Now, you even promoted your book a little bit on this network already. This isn't your first appearance on Compound on this go around. You were on Mornin' with Bill Schultz.
Yeah, Bill has been badgering me for
badgering you.
Now.
Booth technician. Do you see something that looks like a clip? I'm just going to show a clip. Yeah, that's all. It's nothing funny.
That
just a
funny.
Little clip from the show.
I know what you're going to
say. It looks like Bill sitting there with it. I don't know if you can look at the slides and tell. I could mark it better, I guess. You know, really, I blame all this shit. You know, it's not their fault. This is your fault.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's something
that
you do.
I didn't love myself so much, I couldn't own up to that.
You just take up so much time with your various things that you do.
Totally.
Get in my head and bother me. Do you see anything that looks like... No. Yeah, okay. Let's look at this. This is a little clip of you
to fuck with her.
I don't know if you said this, but he paid the $100,000 bond.
Yes.
And this offense has a 5-year maximum.
Yeah.
Jail time?
Yes.
Which is like...
What a cunt I am.
Nice.
Who makes that face?
Well, it's not just you.
That's why people
at me. The totality of the whole panel. You just happen to be the one with the most... Did you see that? Let's look at it again. It sneaks up on you, sort of.
I also look super downsy, which is always the look I'm going for.
It's entertaining to watch the still, but if it was moving and making noise... How much? Oh, yeah, we can't hear it.
$100,000 bond.
Yes.
And this offense has a 5-year maximum.
Yeah.
Jail time?
Yes.
Which is like, that's...
I don't know what is wrong with me.
Is his show that early for you?
You know what it is? It's that they were talking about T.J. Miller, and I like T.J. Miller, so I didn't want to have...
Oh, you were just trying
I didn't want to yes and...
You were throwing shade.
Yeah, I was throwing a little shade.
Don't throw shade in the morning. Look at that.
Oh, my God. Get to a gym, bitch. Get a barber or something. I'm going to just yell at myself.
You talking to Allie Lerman?
Allie
McGill. What's her fucking
name? Very tight.
Allie Burbank?
What's
her name?
I found out later that my sweatshirt was covered in jizz or some kind of a weird white substance. It might have been toothpaste. Toothpaste jizz. But anyway, that was embarrassing.
That's a little moment.
I dressed up for you.
Thank you. An ex-con accused of raping one of his stepdaughters used to stalk one of the girls. He got her hooked on drugs so he could control her more easily. That's what her sister says. Lorenzo Arline, he made life a living hell for his wife's two girls right from the time he got out of a Florida prison in 2004 for manslaughter. That's right. He got out. He did manslaughter and he got out. 44-year-old ex-con accused of raping the girls between 2005 and 2007. That's a long time to be raping when they were teens. He had married the mother when he was still in prison. The couple had a child together.
Good Lord.
I don't understand that. I never... Maybe you can explain to me why do women... I get it. If they're... I mean, maybe she's super fat, super ugly, super, you know... Maybe
you're
she's
me
truly,
why she
truly unwifeable.
Getting drugged and
why,
raped?
No, I'm asking you why the woman married the fucking guy convicted of manslaughter. Why do women marry prisoners?
Because it's like on New Girl, where Zooey Deschanel has hope for the good of people despite evil. Like, there's always that wanting people to be good. And also, all women like to fix men.
Okay, now you're talking. We don't have to use a reference point of New Girl. We can just say
Oh, that women like to fix men.
Sometimes women like to fix men. Now, how do you fix a guy like that?
I like to lead into stories with like a half-hour anecdote.
I know you do. Now, he's in prison. He's locked up.
How do you fix a guy like that? Love? Jesus?
Jesus. Now, Jesus, maybe, but love? How do you love a man like
he's
that?
He's got to love him enough.
He's going to drug her and stalk her. What? He's trying to love her. She don't want his love.
That's not funny because she was done raped and she didn't like being raped by that guy.
Well, the daughters testified Monday that he stalked her younger sister after she'd been removed from the home, placed in foster care, and he go to where she was removed from the home. This mother stayed with this asshole and got rid of her daughter.
I got to tell you,
daughter goes to foster home.
The darkest indictments you will ever read are when the woman is in on it.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just...
Well, I don't think she's in on it here.
Oh, well, I mean, I thought you were saying, like, she was aware that it was...
What I'm saying is that she married this guy, and when he got out of prison, the daughter went to damn foster home.
Yeah, of course.
But, I mean, if she's in on it, she'd be like, stay here, honey, it's fine, you know.
Oh.
Try to help him out. Try to play wingman, wingwoman, wingmom. You got to have a wing mom.
I think that there are as evil a women out there as there are men, is all I'm saying.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
Sorry.
You got to be.
That was way too loud a laugh right into the microphone.
That's fine. It was worth it.
I think I blew out everyone's eardrums.
Did he jump? Did you wake somebody up in the booth?
No, I just...
Not wake them up.
Yeah, right.
Don't wake them up. They're like, you know when you go to the zoo?
Yeah.
And it's in a glass case like that, and they just, well, how come them tigers don't do anything? That's what it's like watching them. They just like, shouldn't they be doing something? They just sit there.
They just like
sleeping.
They just like to pull up the slides and then fuck them up.
He would,
No offense. No offense, guys.
Yeah, got it. He would watch how she come home from school. He wanted to know where she was, what route she took. Daily News, not naming the witness or the mother to protect the identity of the victim. He put her on drugs. I want to say it was heroin, but I'm not sure. That's what the sister said. I want to say it's heroin.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great quote.
I think it might be.
I want to say it was heroin, but...
I don't know what he gave her, but it was something strong.
It might have been flocka.
It might have been crocodile, for all you know.
Oh, God, I love crocodile.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You turn into a crocodile.
Well, crocodile is great because your skin starts to come off. And you can see the exposed, you know, bones and vein, and it's like
hearty.
Flesh eating.
Yeah.
But then it's like $10 cheaper than heroin, so you're like, that's a fucking deal. And so you just keep doing it, and then the flesh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it kills you twice as fast for half the price.
You look great like that.
Yeah. That's what the best thing about crocodile is that you can, you can die so quickly for so little money.
I know a couple girls who do crocodile that I could hook any of your viewers up with.
No, you can't. They can't even respond to emails.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
They're dead by now anyway. You got to accept that. Now, the mother had suffered a stroke. Prosecutors said our line took advantage of her incapacity to abuse her daughters. Because, see, she had a stroke and he took advantage of that. A friend of the mother told jurors, well... She saw Arline in bed together with, and they were in the spoon position.
You look like you're on a squatty pot.
He was eating her vagina with a spoon, I guess is what that is.
Seriously?
Spoon position?
Was it plastic?
Are you listening?
Yeah.
I thought it was inappropriate for them to be in bed together, the witness said, especially her being a young girl and him being an older man. Hey. Oh, and by the way, the stepfather, for Christ's sake. That's the most inappropriate part.
Right. Because you trust a stepfather.
Well, even if he's an ex-con, you know, you figure if the mother says he's all right, he's all right.
Well, he might have been one of those ex-cons who had Johnny Cash come and sing Folsom Prison Blues in prison.
Maybe.
And he was like, I seen Jesus, and I'm going to stop my raping.
Another witness, a home...
She believed him.
Well, stop his raping. He was convicted of manslaughter. He's going to stop his manslaughtering.
Manslaughtering.
He's a manslaughtering.
And he kept his word. Raping. He kept his word because he didn't slaughter any men.
Love the sound of my own voice. It's solo sometimes. You know what I mean? Just every once in a while. Now, 5 days later. another witness, a home attendant, said the same year she saw the oldest daughter naked in a bedroom with her stepfather. Naked in a bedroom. That's pretty strong evidence. 5 days later, she was walking home from school, noticed Arlene was following her, this ex-con, 44.
Ugh.
He approached her as she arrived at her door. He began to explain to me that he did nothing wrong. He's like, I didn't do anything wrong. I know what you think you saw, but you didn't see it. Then he got a call from the daughter who she had seen in bed with Arlene. See, he did not drug both of them, just one.
Can I give you a look like Detective Olivia Benson on Law & Order SVU? When she would find out this news, she would go... Like when you realize, you know, the depravity of someone. That's what makes it all okay, is you have to have a look like that.
That's a pro.
Otherwise, it's just someone seeming to fetishize rapial violence.
It's a pro detective that makes a face like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you want to look horrified. Yeah. No poker face whatsoever.
Yeah.
Got a call from the daughter, like I said, who she had seen in bed with Arlene. I don't know how this fucking home health attendant got all involved in their fucking business. She said the pair began to argue on the phone. It ended by him saying he was going to fuck her real good tonight. So that's a threat. Wait till your father gets home. Wait till your stepfather Arline gets home.
I think this is all uncovering repressed memories. I think we need to move on to the next story. And you now we're going to do it for the next half hour because I always have to do the opposite of what I say.
Yeah. It's not so much that I have to.
And I'm going to lift up my chair, too.
Yeah, I'm not lifting up my chair. How much is that necklace worth?
A lot of money.
It looks like you got it out of one of those crane arm machines outside of a cafeteria.
I had to kill a woman for this.
Yeah, the attendant testified that she never told the mother what she saw, but at one point the mom expressed concern their eldest daughter was trying to break up her relationship.
I know how we can...
The mom expressed concern that her eldest daughter is trying to break up her relationship with Arline.
Jesus Christ.
You trying to fuck up my relationship with my man? He's a good man.
Can I tell you how to stop child abuse?
Something. If your daughter can break up your relationship with your fucking husband, guy that you're with... Let her. You know what I mean? If she can, it needs to happen. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I want to tell you that I figured out how to cure child abuse.
And dozens of people are watching this, Mandy. And how do we cure child abuse?
Okay. So you ask kids, you say, hey, do you have any good secrets? And then all the people who told them, can you keep a secret? They'll then tell the secrets because they'll say, I'm really good at keeping secrets,
so,
too.
So who's going to do this?
I guess someone else who wants to, like, rape them. I don't know. But then eventually someone will stop raping them and then take the secrets and put them in a safe home.
That is a foolproof plan to end child abuse. So that's what's going on in did I tell you where this was? It's in I'm pretty sure it's in – oh, my God. This is in Queens, New York. Lorenzo Arline. So,
yeah, Queens, New York. Queens is very.
I got a video
sketchy.
Here. Let's go look at this video from Salt Lake City. This is not new video, but it is fascinating video recently released of some violence in court. Now, you know, violence in court, you hardly ever see it. It's amazing to me that you don't, because
you see it on TV shows though.
Not that often.
On The Good Wife, it's a pivotal arc in the series.
Jesus, you are a comedy speed bump. Watch this. This guy. Look at that. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's...
He runs across the courtroom, the defendant, trying to stab this other gang. This is a 25-year-old member of the Tongan Crips gang. He was on trial for assault, conspiracy, robbery. They pump him full of... He's well-ventilated and deceased. Good riddance to the gang member.
I dated that guy.
No, you didn't date him. You didn't date anybody on the show, Mandy.
I dated an Asian gang member when
I was
like
13. Didn't date that fucking guy right there.
Okay.
That's never funny.
Oh. Wow.
Look at him grab the
pen. You know what is funny is when you yell at me for not being funny, that's like kind of amusing.
Yeah. It takes years off my life.
I know.
Every time you do the show. Listen to this fucking prick, what he has to say. He's the attorney. He's like, well, he didn't have to shoot him. I mean, doesn't he look like a Native American?
and could have easily subdued Pangalow, and there was no need to take his life, in my opinion.
The courtroom and the courthouse were then locked down while Angulau was rushed to a local hospital. However,
I don't understand why. It's like defense attorneys really have to take their client's side, I guess, but they're always guilty. You know what I mean? They're just the clients are guilty. Clients be guilty. And this one certainly was guilty. We saw it on the video. He tried to kill a guy. You saw him. He had a pen. Well, the pen's mightier than the sword, you know. And if you stick that thing in somebody, they're going to get ink on them, and they could die. Look at this. I could stick this in your throat right now, and nobody would care. Nobody would mind. There'd be a standing ovation. No, I'm just kidding. But... It is a lethal weapon.
Yeah, no, I know.
To be sure. And I'm going to put it over here with you because I trust you.
Okay.
And so you can sign that book for our 16th caller. We're taking our 16th. We'll get to that in a few weeks. Number 16, magic number 16. That's the number right there. If you can be the 16th caller, if you can get it in inside of about... Look at the switchboard's lighting up. Oh my god, this is overwhelming.
I think just don't take anyone.
I mean, there's no way we're gonna.
Because people are gonna feel bad.
Hundreds of phone calls.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Is this the new TriCaster? It's something about the new TriCaster. It shows my actual height. Have you noticed that?
It tends to emphasize on some things.
Right. Yeah, I am like, people don't know this about me. I'm taller than Comey. Comey's 7'1", and I'm 7'5". And I want to whip his fucking ass, and I'll be talking about that on Trump when we record that in a couple of days. That'll be on Friday at 4. Watch it. And I hope that you're enjoying the program. I don't have too much more to say about that little story right there, except that's an amazing piece of video. An amazing, shocking, shocking piece of video. I wish I had some vagina mouths to go to, but I just don't have any. I mean, every episode you gotta have some. I gotta have some in my old...
You have me.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I guess Mandy has to step it up, you know?
I guess you just have to fucking just show everybody your pussy and imagine it on Bill de Blasio's face. Support for our show comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. They understand that home plays a big role in your life and family, and that's why they created Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage gives you the confidence you need when it comes to buying a home or refinancing your existing home. I should know it by heart by now. I know all the words, but I don't know how to sing them in a melody here. Quicken Loans has been a sponsor of this show for a long, long time, and we can't emphasize enough how many homes that we are apparently selling for Quicken Loans. I mean, home loans that they're providing for our viewers and listeners. Now, it's simple, allowing you to fully understand all the details and be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. Now, whether you're looking to buy your first home or your 10th, with Rocket Mortgage, you get a transparent online process that gives you the confidence to make an informed decision. And it's convenient. Our trusted partners, they will allow you to share your financial information with Rocket Mortgage at the touch of a button. And in addition to getting a real mortgage approval in minutes, you can even adjust the rate and length of your loan. Because that's what changes it, the rate and the length. And you can experiment with that. You can adjust it in real time to make sure you're getting the right solution for you. Some people like to pay a little more a month for a few less years. Some people like to pay a little less for the rest of their lives. Well, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/compound. I can't emphasize enough, once again, how important it is to go to this site. Now, you're already going to go to hims.com/NYC crime. That's a given. But I'm not here to talk about that right now. That's before. Still important. Go to rocketmortgage.com. That's where you're going to go. And I need you to go there several times. Rocketmortgage.com/compound. RocketMortgage.com/compound. We don't have much here of you as a viewer, but this week we need you to buy a house. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030, period. RocketMortgage.com/compound. You know, it makes me think of the rocket, little rocket boy we have down in North Korea.
Yeah.
We're talking about that, too. What do you think is going to happen down there?
I think everything's going to be fine because it's always fine. Because
it's fucking Trump. You know, I'm so glad Trump is president. Not Hillary, but Trump. Trump is the best president we've ever had. He's the only one ever to mention rapists in his announcement that he's becoming president. Who declared anti-rape besides Trump?
Well, I mean, I think it just goes without saying that people are against rape.
Not these days. I know it's a sad world, not these days. Sunday school teacher was slashed and stabbed 123 times in her sleep by her husband, an aspiring pastor, who claims he doesn't remember doing it because he had taken too much cold medicine the night before.
Whoa.
Hope he at least got rid of his cold.
Was not expecting that, dude.
Look at him. Look at that murderer.
And she's dead as fuck?
She is deader than hell and not Holy. Still hanging on.
Shit.
That's Matthew James Phelps. He's 27 years old. He told the 911 dispatcher, I have blood all over me, and there's a bloody knife on the bed, and oh my God, there's a bloody wife on the floor.
Wow.
With a lot of defensive wounds on her arms and hands. I can't put this all together.
You know how...
I think I might have done it.
You know how you know that guy was going to kill that woman?
No, I don't.
Is just, you kind of look in his eyes, and he has dead snake eyes.
Does he?
Yeah. That in the shirt.
Yeah. And she's got dead whore face.
No, she's lovely.
Oh, sorry. I mean, she really honestly does have at least dead face.
Well, yeah, but she's not, not, she's nice.
See, if she was the one who killed him, you would see his eyes filled with hope. Look at his hope-filled eyes. He's just like a boy right there, you know, just ready to begin his life, trying to become a pastor. And you look at her, and you'd be like, look at those cold, dark, it's like a pit into hell. You know what I mean? Like you'd say, look at that disingenuous smile and that big nose.
Maybe she ate all the hay in the house.
Maybe she, if she eats all the hay. Look, we only room in the stable for one stallion. And her eyewear is way too big. Way too big.
It's zany.
It's zany?
Men like anything, it's zany.
Yeah, that's what we like. You know how much we like it? We will stab you 123 times for being so zany. I wonder if...
Why is he an aspiring pastor? What the fuck is that about?
How hard is it to become a pastor?
Yeah. Look, I'm a pastor. I just called myself a pastor.
I think that he...
Unwifeable by Pastor Mandy Stammiller. That's how easy it is to be a pastor.
No, you have to actually get some kind of certification.
Do like a correspondence course.
I think you start as an altar boy, and then if you get through enough rape and still want to be a pastor, then they kind of just let you do it.
There's the life-saving joke of the night. Thank God. I don't know that he's Catholic, but the medicine is coricidin. Coricidin HBP. I wonder what HBP stands for.
Let's do a fun experiment. Let's leave the camera
Human
on.
Human butt plug.
Let's leave the camera on. You take the cough medicine. I sleep next to you. Everyone watches. We see if you wake up and you stab me to death.
Hmm.
What do you think?
And I'll be armed.
Well, you'll have the cough syrup and then the pen.
He didn't stab her with the cough syrup. He stabbed her with a knife.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Because I'm not... you know what? That is a very... You know, there's something called the perfect murder, and that is the least perfect murder I've ever heard. First of all, it's on camera. Second of all, it's prearranged now.
Yeah, but I've
already confessed to murdering you in the future. You know that, right?
I know.
I have. Yeah. I tell people all the time that...
Some rando shithead is going to get away with it because you've told the joke about murdering me on stage so many times. So I just want to say, cops, if you're watching this, Pat didn't do it. They're jokes.
Joke.
Joke. Look, I am not a murderer. yet. You know, I'm down with the comps too. As you see, right here, the SBA pin, right there.
Mm-hmm.
My good friend Ed Mullins
mm-hmm.
used to own this, and I happen to, you know, be a friend of a friend, and so Ed Mullins took it off for a moment, and he set it down. He turned his head. Now it's mine. So that's how I got this tie pin.
It's a great tie pin,
and it's an SBA tie pin. So we don't have time to take all these collars. I guess we'll just have to get that when we come back from break. Because, yeah, we're at an hour right now, and that's the show.
Okay. Can I read a passage from Unwifeable?
Yes. Read the longest passage you can find. Why don't you read the whole book?
Well, I want you to read in your southern voice.
No. See the difference in what you've just now said? Can I read a passage? I want you to read it and do a little dance.
This is what we fight about the most, is like my switcheroo, my tendency to switcheroo.
Constant switcheroos. And like that, it happens because you try to appease women and you can't. So you agree to something and then they're like, oh, well, if he'll go for that, he'll definitely go for this. But you're wrong this time. Go ahead and read your passage. No, I don't know if I don't know how I feel about this. No, it's really creepy.
Weird.
Yeah.
But you can get it on Audible, and at the end there's a special...
Do you have any pictures in there? Any pictures?
Yeah.
Cool. Naked pictures of Mandy Stadmiller.
And of you, and of every man I've slept with, and of every woman you've slept with. They're all in there.
The book's only 300-something pages. I mean, there's no way. That's A through L for you.
Oh, Audible. If you get the Audible version, there's a special bonus track, and it's you reconciling marrying such a feral whore.
Yeah. I reconciled that.
It's like a come-to-Jesus moment. And the women in the booth are like, are you sure?
I never had a problem with it.
I know.
If I did, I wouldn't. What do you mean reconciling it? You told me on our first date how many dicks you sucked, and it's triple digits.
No.
I don't want to say how high into triple digits it is.
I just got nervous, and when I get nervous, I start talking in dick numbers.
What is your dick number anyway?
I mean, yeah, it's probably like 100. I don't know.
I'm talking about like your sleep number, your dick number, you know? Like,
oh, my dick number?
Yeah, the degree of hardness.
It's like 60. Oh, my.
I got one of those new dick number dicks.
That's why I married you. That's why I married you.
Yeah, because I had the right dick number.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have stories. How about this, since we're talking about crazy bitches today? Your idol, notorious Fatal Attraction killer Jennifer Reilly, really has died just 3 months after being released on parole. The Gazette reports that Colorado Department of Corrections, I guess God just needed a psychopathic... murderous whore. Fatal Attraction killer dead at 55, 3 months after release from Colorado prison. Look at her there.
She is hot. You she would totally just... tap that if
exactly.
you were on the road.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah.
The crazy ones are never dog ugly. She looks like a journalist is what she like a TV news bitch.
She looks like Carrie Matheson on Homeland.
No, she doesn't.
I know. I can't.
You can't stop making TV references. It's so dumb and boring, and everybody hates it.
Oh, God!
You know what I love about you, Mandy? You can take a joke.
Yeah, I love your jokes.
That's really important in a woman. Well, that woman's dead. Good riddance, I say.
She was really good looking, though.
She wasn't bad. She wasn't as good as Glenn Close.
If you were the Fatal Attraction killer's dermatologist,
that's a rabbit
call me.
Boiling. All right. Sorry we didn't get to your calls. My apologies. The switchboard is barely even... This is the gayest thing I've ever done. Look at the switchboard. It's just... Now, like I told you, April 19th, April 23rd. We talked about a lot of shit, didn't we? We saw a lot of videos, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's look at that one more video, number 18, so we can see this woman's hair fly off or something or whatever it is. You'll like this. This is a irresponsible baby care, I believe is what this is. And I want to say thanks to my anonymous source for sending these videos because I am just too busy. You know how busy I am.
Oh, yeah.
Creating all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When you create, you emulate the divine being that that made all of us, you know, sure. creator.
Allah.
I don't think there's anything graphic in this one. I think this is the wrong video. Is that 18? Here we go. Yeah,
oh,
this is the one.
Oh, my Lord.
Watch her go.
Bruh.
She doesn't want to get her weave wet.
Whoa.
So she's holding up her kid over her head to keep her hair dry. That is...
Bruh.
That's motherhood. That kid doesn't give a damn.
I like what that woman's about.
Yeah. What did the, is there a dog in the car that's reacting to that?
Bruh.
Nobody got harmed in this video. Not even a baby.
I think that dog got... Yeah, that dog. If she someone...
If she was holding a dog over her head, they'd be all... This would be a fucking national thing.
Yeah.
My God, did you see the woman?
It's
held
true.
A dog over her head.
Yeah, people aren't very nice about that.
They're not. Well, Mandy, it's been great having you, and we'll be seeing you again soon, I'm sure.
Oh, I can't
I'll be
wait.
Home. So unwifablebook.com. Yeah. Unwifablebook.com. My
if
website.
You don't like yes. it, if you don't like it, write me personally for a refund.
Yeah. Or as an option, you can take that pink hardcover book and stuff it into your dick hole. If you can get it in there. It's been my pleasure hosting this. And so we're off next week. But next week, live Broadway Comedy Club. No, excuse me. Live West Side Comedy
West
Club.
West Side.
West Side. All right. Hey, Garrett. Thanks for being here. And thanks to the booth guys. You guys are doing a fantastic job. Both you, Turk, and the guy whose name I don't know yet. I appreciate you.
We'll start trying soon. Don't worry.
Yeah, that means a lot.
We'll start trying soon.
And thanks to Ryan Katsu-Rivera as well, who will be joining me on the 19th. That's this coming Thursday at Broadway Comedy Club. And thank you, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do this show. Really, still. It's amazing. Can you believe us? I think the show's over, isn't it?
I think it's over.